Hey, welcome back to Literature, Art, and the World. In today's episode, I'll be painting with watercolour a kookaburra. So first up, I got these like leftover watercolour palettes from my school who were throwing them out, and I'm going to swatch them first. They're kind of metallic, so it's really pretty, but so I'm just getting my paintbrushes. I haven't done watercolour in a while because I've been busy. I haven't actually done it since like last term. It's been months, but I love watercolour and I want to keep doing it, so I will. Wow. I'm going to start by using like a tiny little brush, and I'll do like this, I'll just do the like grayscale ones first. Oh, never mind, it's like a green. And this one's the black. Sorry, I haven't been posting. I just have finished my exam week and all my assignments, which were due. So yeah, sorry about that. I will be redoing my room, so there might be a few episodes on that. The cover art contest, I'll be announcing the winners next week. So if you still have an entry, you gotta tell me in the comments where it is before this time next week. Also, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm going on school camp, so there's some really nice colours. They're like really shiny. I'm hoping to find a good shiny blue because I am doing kookaburra, and kookaburras have little like blue bits, and I just found the blue. It's really pretty. I've never really seen like metallic watercolor before, but it's super cool. Wow, and some of the colors are really vibrant. Like, they're all really used and they look all muddy and stuff, but the colors are very vibrant. While I'm doing the watercolour for the kookaburra, I will be like pausing the video because it's probably going to take me a while. Also sorry because I will sound sick, as I am sick and have only just had like the mental space to go get up and do something. So Alright, I've done two watercolour palettes so far. I will do a kind of greener one. Oh wow, that's such a good blue. Oh my god, it's like, wow. There's so much pigment in that. So shiny. Another awesome blue. Wow, these colours. I can't make this a video because I have no storage and on my iPad and on my computer it just died, and it's too hard like exporting all the videos on my computer. So you guys will have to wait until my birthday, because I'm maybe getting a phone and then I'll be able to post some more videos, but I actually way prefer audio episodes. And go check out Natalie from Artify. She covered an episode on why, like on the video podcast epidemic, and I totally agree with her. I way prefer audio episodes. I started my podcast as a podcaster with audio. Only recently have they actually introduced video podcasts, comments, and all this other thing. And I agree, I don't want it to become a YouTube, TikTok kind of place where you can like videos and stuff. Because I know I'm not allowed things like that. And I don't want people who aren't allowed like certain apps but have Spotify as a way to listen to music, free music and podcasts. And I'd hate for that, for there not to be a free like music app where you can listen to music. And Spotify's such a great app and I don't want them to wreck it. But yeah. I've nearly finished all these palettes. I'm doing like a blue one now, which isn't metallic, but it's super pretty. I might not use these watercolors until like I've finished the kookaburra and then like add some highlights and stuff. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to be redoing my room, and I'm going for a kind of Green Academia, cottagecore, downtown girl kind of style. Oh well, I just found a really good black that's really good. Okay. That's all the colours done. There's a wide range of colours. We've got lots of blues, greens, and kind of like darker colours, but colours that I really like. And lots of metallic colours, which will come in handy. There's this really shiny white, which is beautiful. So I'm going to put them to the side for now. And yeah, I'll be back when I've started doing my kookaburra. Okay, so I'm starting off by mixing some browns and some, and the black and grey together to create a darker brown. I'm gonna start working the wings. I was trying to look for a tutorial because, you know, I just don't know how well I'm gonna be able to do this, but I couldn't really find one, so I'm just gonna dive into it. Yeah, we'll see how this turns out. This could be good, bad, we'll see. Alright, the kookaburra I chose is like, it's facing the left. And it's got its wings towards us. So I'm gonna, work on the wings first. I probably shouldn't have done this. Oh well. I don't really know how to do this right, but I'm gonna give it a shot. Alright, that seems like the right colour. I'm gonna give it a quick coat. I'm gonna put water down because I'm gonna create like the effect where not much water on the page, and then it like spreads out. Also, I don't know how, I just like, I sketched it, the kookaburra, in pencil and just rubbed it out slightly, so I don't know how that's gonna go. That could turn out pretty bad, but yeah. Okay. So much. I've put the colour down and I'm just dabbing a bit of water to it to spread it out. Okay, I'm gonna add more water and then add more colour. I'm gonna try the technique where you start with your lighter colours and you slowly build up. That seems like the right way to do it. Yeah. Oh, I've already stuffed up, but it's okay. I will keep doing this. This might take a few days because, you know, you have to breaks in between the layers so that they can dry, so that they don't all just spread together. The exams I've had the past week have been maths, Japanese, history, science, and English, or also religion. And the assignments have been art, tech, food tech, and PhD theory. Yeah. It's really sad because I don't have geography this year, and that's my favourite subject. But yeah, and the first semester I have had art, and next semester I will have music. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna pause this and come back. Okay, so I'm back and I'm gonna do the second layer. I just got out a different, like, drawing book and found, like, a bird page where it's to do another bird. I just did a really rough sketch of a kookaburra, so, yeah. I'm gonna add more, like, brown to this bird. I'm trying to focus on where it's darker and keep the lighter bits light and add heaps of water so that it blends in. What else can I talk about? Thank you to everyone who's entered my art contest so far. Sunrise, Liam, Hollyflight, Colorstorm, Springstream, and there is one person I'm forgetting. And Sky from Sky's the Limit. Yeah, thank you guys. I'm just adding a bit of, like, doing a few highlights on this. With, or not highlights, I'm doing the darker parts. like in between the wings, doing a bit of darker brown. Yeah. Anywhere else I need to add darker brown? I'll just... go over a bit. Now, if you don't know what a kookaburra is a native bird to Australia. Go search them up. They're super cute. Definitely one of my favourite animals. One of my favourite birds. Yeah, they're super adorable. Alright, I'm doing... a bit near the eyes, just because it's also got a tiny bit of brown up there. Could be careful though, because it's heaps of details. Yeah. I got a few new clothes on the weekend. Last weekend, I got this just plain like brown shirt. I also got long sleeve brown shirt, which I really like. I'm wearing it right now. I got a striped just brown shirt. It's not long sleeve, but it's cute. Also, it was like really cheap. It was like $5. But what else? I got a book. I got Six of Crows. Me and my friend went to the bookshop and we were like standing there for 10 minutes wondering, like, we were both going to get Six of Crows, but we were wondering whether to get it in collector's edition or normal edition. And she rang my mum and her mum said, just get the collector's edition. So my friend got that and then I just got it as well because it looks so good. It's black with like... red like shiny parts all over it, and it's so pretty. It looks really good, and it's a trilogy. Go read it, it's really good. I'm enjoying it so far, even though I'm only on like page 30, and I haven't even finished chapter 2, but yeah. And then I also ordered these jeans from Conon with the carpenter jeans with like little white flowers on them. They look super good. And then I also got just some cargo pants, which they're like a greeny brown color. Yeah, and I really needed them, so I just need clothes in general, so that's good. All right, I'll be back once this watercolor's dried. Okay, onto layer 3. So I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not like, you know, I'm obviously not a professional watercolor artist, so it's not gonna look that good. So, yeah, please, I'll have this in the cover art, but don't judge. And I figured out how to scan things on my computer, which is good. So now, hopefully I'll be able to scan my artworks and you'll be able to see them better. I have to make up another batch of this brown because I didn't make enough, and yeah. The kookaburra in the book, it looks super, the quick one I just did, it looks super funny. Doesn't really look that good, but it's alright. Okay, I've done a slightly darker color, which matches the kookaburra a bit more. So I'm gonna add a bit of that. If you have any ideas on what I could do, just let me know, because I'm open to ideas as long as they're not too hard and that they're not video podcast. Yeah. And if anyone wants to collab, I'm really busy, so I'm sorry, but it's like really hard to do that at the moment. Yeah. I am listening to music while doing this, but I've only got one earbud in, and hopefully you can still hear me and I'm not yelling or whispering. Yeah. If you have any book suggestions, let me know, because I am reading a lot now. Well, not a lot, but like more than I have been in. Yeah. Because I am not as busy anymore, and at night I don't have to worry about studying as much. Obviously, I still have to do it, but yeah. You know, tell me in the comments what your favourite bird is. Mine's probably a kookaburra. Maybe even, I like black cockatoos as well, and there's another bird. What's the other bird I like? I can't remember it right now, but I'm sure it'll come back to me. But yeah, I love kookaburras. And look at my picture's always a kookaburra. Yeah. I'm listening to Love Story by Taylor Swift currently. Don't ask why, it's just playing. Yeah. Right now we're not really on the track for getting 10k by September. Because that means we have 3 months and I'm only on 6.7k is really good, but it's not like good enough to get 10k by September. That's alright. You can also tell me what animals you'd want me to paint in watercolor, because I'm open to ideas. As long as it's like not really complicated, like animal, because I'm trying to do realistic, so yeah, like, anything which is going to be extremely hard, maybe don't recommend me doing, because, yeah. I will probably hang these up in my bedroom when I finished, like, while I'm redoing it, because I do want to decorate my wall with artworks that I've done. No, not meant to happen. Alright, might need to redo that a bit. Okay, let me work on this. This is going to end up being a long episode because of how many layers I'm doing. Sorry about that. Yeah. I might let that dry now. Yep. I will be back in a sec. Okay. Oh, where did my paintbrush? Oh, there it is. I'm doing layer 4. Yep. A lot of layers, but I'll finish it. I'm adding a little bit of brown near the beak. Forgot about that, but oh, kind of went outside the lines a bit. Oops. Seriously, Google? Alright. So, again. Sorry. You know, when you sing a song, it's really hard not to sing. Alright. What else do I need to do? Add a bit of blue now, because I should probably do that. It's a really light blue in the picture. Yeah, so I'm gonna like, yeah, that's not gonna work. Okay, I'm gonna create a batch of blue paint. The perfect blue color. Done. Okay. Now I'm gonna add touches of blue onto the thing. Not too much, just a bit. I really like it. So far I haven't really made too many mistakes. Only like small ones, and you can't really notice them. So I'm very proud of it. Okay. Why'd I do that? Actually, that doesn't look too bad. I'm like trying to blend it in at the same time, but trying to just, yeah. Okay. I'm going to do the beak. I'm going to need a small paintbrush for this. Okay. I'm really happy with how it's turning out. I think it looks pretty good. I'm just adding slight touches of blue every there, like in different little places where it looks a bit tinted blue. Yeah. Yeah, this session was adding more details. I'm pretty happy with the colour of it. It's not as dark as the photo, but I like it. Yeah, alright, I'm adding a bit more blue to the, like, nearer to the eyes, because... Ooh, I know what else to add some blue. Sorry, I'm being quiet. I'm just trying to focus. Yeah. I think the key with this is just don't try doing everything at once, because otherwise it all just starts smudging, and yeah, you don't want that to happen. By layering it, it slowly adds more depth to it, and you can add more details slowly. Alright, I will be back. Okay, so time for, well, technically layer 5, but I'm not actually doing a layer. I'm starting on the main whitey peachy color of the kookaburra. I managed to do a really nice color before on my practice, I'm calling it my practice kookaburra. So I'm gonna try to remember the colors I used. So I just have lots of these different I've just got a water palette with I Yep, 24 colours. And I've got heaps of other ones, but they're not as good. But this Reeves watercolour, that's what it's called. I just, to create all the colours I actually need, I just mix a bunch of colours. Yes. And that is how I get all these colours. I'm mixing a kind of yellow colour with a pink and a brown. And then I'm adding heaps of white. Oh my god, my paintbrush is just soaking all this up. This is not good. Okay, just checking. Yeah, that's a good color. All right. I might just quickly like at the end, I might cover up the drawing, the painting, and put some paper over it, and then do like splotches on the background, because I love doing that and it looks really cool. What was I gonna say? Oh, it's so cute. Tell me if you like watercolor or just, yeah, I don't know. I really love watercolor. I think it's such a like, it's really hard to be perfect in watercolor, so I feel like in art, I'm always trying to like make everything look really good. But it's kind of nice sometimes just to be able to just do whatever and well, not do whatever, but like it doesn't need to look exceptionally good all the time. I love my kookaburra. What else can I talk about? Oh, I'll say all the books on my bookshelf currently. I've got Sky Cleanse, Destiny. These ones, like, I'm going to pack away just the Warrior books and the Wings of Fire ones, but for now they're on my bookshelf. Enter the Clans, Battles of the Clans, the first Wings of Fire book, the first and third graphic novel of Wings of Fire. And then I have A Good Girl's Guide to Murder. I've read that. Good Girl, Bad Blood is my friend's, but I'm like need to start reading it. Then I've got The Prison Healer, The Gilded Cage, and The Blood Trader. My
favorite series. I've read them already, and yeah, I talk way too much about them, but they're up there. Then I've got The Six of Crows. I have Seven Were With a Way, and then the second Seven Were With a Way, Across the Ice Into the Jungle. I have Paul Gallen's biography, Hearth and Soul. I then have the first Jane Doe. That's like a really old book. It's probably really easy for me now, but yeah. Then I've got 13 Treasures. I need to read that. I've got Undercover Princess, which used to be Spring Paws, but I'm going to read it soon. Then I've got Tell It to the Moon. I don't know if I'm going to read that, but it's on my bookshelf. I've got Obernwootin, I cannot say that, by Isabel Carmody. I have Never Seen, which is the fourth book of Keepers of Lost City, and then Lodestar, which is the fifth book. Yeah. Okay, I'll be back when I'm doing my fourth layer. Okay, since I'm only like halfway through the artwork, I might do a part two. So this is part one finished. It's actually the next day because I ran out of time yesterday. So yeah, I'll probably finish this next week, maybe the week after. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed this kind of ramble episode. I don't really have much else to say. Thank you for listening to Literature Art in the World. Tune in for future episodes. Bye.